Yesterday, the main avoda that we have here in this new sugya was to define writing. To define what ksiva means. That was the main akuda of yesterday. And what we came out with was that ksiva definitely requires what we call nicker, but more than nicker. It's got to be a message that's nicker. Something oifketon that's nicker, it's got to say something. And number two, if it needs miskayim, that seems to be a machlokes tor and Rambam. You certainly need some level of miskayim. But how much, that seems to be a machlokes tor and the Rambam. That was definition-wise what we did yesterday. Today, when we start in the sugya of Diyay Agabi Diyay, Diyay Agabi Sikra, Sikra Agabi Diyay, it can be very confusing. What you have to do in order to be able to learn the Gemara is to separate the issue of Diyay Agabi Diyay, where both things are the same, and the issue of Diyay Agabi Sikra, Sikra Agabi Diyay. They're two separate sugyas. One sugya is Diyay Agabi Diyay, when you have the same ksiva on the same ksiva. It's one inyan. And then there's an inyan with the two different things, which obviously will have different halachas. So let's see the Gemara, and we'll try to see to separate the two and discuss them separately. B'chal davar shemiskayim asui imai, lasui hadetani, rekanina, kosvi b'meitariya v'aftza kasha, ten rekhiya kosvi b'eiver, b'shochor b'shichor kasha. I think eiver means something that can be erased with an eraser. And I thought we can, eiver literally means lead, even though our pencils aren't mamish, we call it lead and not lead. But it means something like that. It can be erased. It's still kosher because it's miskayim. If you don't erase it, it lasts. So that's kosher because we said yesterday, if it's yachol is dayif, if it could be erased, that doesn't make it ois ksiv. So I think about it. Itzmar. Hamavad yoya gabi sukha bishabis. Rav Yechin veishlokish tamri tavayu chayiv shtayim. Achas mishu kaisiv, achas mishu maifik. We touch on Hilchos Shabbos for the first time, Agabi Ksiva, and we say that if you write with Yoy Agabi Sikra, you're doing two things. First, you're erasing. This seems to be a chiddush. Let's say somebody would write an A, or let's say in two letters, he'd write an A and a B. I would take black paint, and I would paint over the whole thing, so it seems in this Gemara that that's erasing. Erasing doesn't have to be I remove the ink or the paint with which the A and the B were written. If I scribble over it, I erase it on top of it. That's also maichik. Because here you have sikra underneath. You write the I on top. So we say you're erasing what's underneath. So that, hamavidya gabi sikra, so they both agree. Okay, you're erasing what's underneath, and you're writing what's on top. Diyay agabi diyay, sikra agabi sikra, pot. So we have here a chiddush that when it's the same ink on top and the same ink on bottom, that it's what? What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush here? Diyay agabi sikra is maichik and kaisif. Diyay agabi diyay is potter, meaning it's not. But it's not. The chiddush is that it's not a ksav. Or is the chiddush that what? Not a mekalkel. Well, you could look at it. It's a chiddush that it's not a ksav because it's the same as what's underneath. Or you could look at it. It's a chiddush that it's not meichik. Even though I'm covering the bottom ink with a new layer, which Diagabi Sikra we said is erasing, Diagabi Diay, you could look at it both ways. Maybe they're both true. We'll have to see when we talk about Taisa.
Diagabi Sikra is totally different.
So you're erasing the sikra. You have underneath sikra, let's say sikra is a different color, and you put on top of it black ink, so you no longer have the other color ink, so you might hit the bottom one. If you put diyay agabe diyay, so we could clear, are you erasing the bottom writing or not? So the Gemara here is saying, you could phrase the chiddush two ways. If you had to explain pashut pshat, you could phrase it, you're not erasing the bottom one. You're not erasing it. The bottom is diyay, top is diyay. That's not erasing. So why isn't it erasing? So why isn't this not erasing? I think I'm going to have to figure out a hesmer. Kol chayim, it's not erasing. It's coloring it, just adding. The melacha of meichik is to get rid of the old ksiva. And here, okay, so we're going to discuss this. What I want to make the point now is this point that the Gemara is saying l'chayra two nekudas. One is that it's not a ksiva, which I think is the way you would read a pashut. But really, the amkos ha'inyan is that it's not a machika. That the first yai is not being erased by the second yai, but that the first yai is a ksiva which is still there. When you add yai agabe yai, it's not erasing. Even though it's covered, but it's not erasing. Now, the Cheshiva, this Nakuda, we're going to see soon, the Torah's Gittin, is the way the Torah's Gittin learns up the Gemara. We'll see when we get to Taisvis. But it's an important Nakuda, which I don't think you would chop right away that that's the Chiddush of the Gemara, the Yai Agave Yai. There's not Ksiva that you see. There's not Mechika. Really, the oimik of Yai Agave Yai Potter is that it's not a mechika, that the bottom writing somehow didn't disappear. And the bottom writing is still here. Well, we'll understand that soon. We'll get to a Havana. But that's in the Kuda here in the Gemara, that Yai Agave Yai Potter, it's not mechika, it's also not ksiva. And then Sikra Agave Yai, we'll get to that. We'll come to it. First, let's deal with Yai Agave Yai. And then we'll deal with Sikra Gabi Diyai, and then we'll deal with the Gabi Sikra. Let's go through all of these in Yanim, and try to chaperain some Shabbos in Yanim as well. One at a time. First, the Yai Gabi Diyai. We have here this Taisvis, you say this like a Taisvis, and the definition of the Yai Gabi Diyai. Now, before we start the Taisvis, I just have to tell you, the Shita of Rashi Taisvis, most Rishayim, is that Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Gittin are Toli Zabizet. Whatever is Iksaf Hilchas Shabbos is Iksaf Hilchas Gittin. And that's based on the next Gemara, Ba'imid Erish Lakshar Rabbi Yechanan, who seem to compare Shabbos and Gittin. So the Shita of Rashi, Taisus, the Rashba, is that Shabbos and Gittin are the same. We'll see that the Rambam Shita is to be Mechalik. The Rambam Shita, the Rishash points it out right on the Gemara, Rav Nachum is Masberet, the Rambam is Mechalik between Shabbos and Gittin, and we'll see an Arichas on that when we get to Daf Chaf. The Rambam Shita is that Gittin and Shabbos are not Toli Zebizet, but now we're learning Taisus. Taisus holds Shabbos and Gittin are Toli Zebizet. So Taisus says so beferish, the beginning of Taisus, Yai Gavid Yai Potter, Teimah. Hachamash Yai Gavid Yai Lach Kolomu Linyin Shabbos. What did Linyin get? The Midami B'samach L'Shabbos. Taisa says Shabbos and Gittin are the same. So if so, Yai Agave Yai is nothing for one, it's nothing for the other. Umash ben Delekam and the Palik. The Gemara says, taken off of Pashtos. Ulekamon and Avchof Amin and Kasu Shalai L'Shma Ve'er L'Kulim is L'Shma Banu L'Achleis V'Yidav Rabbanu. The Gemara later by Hilchas Sefer Torah says that if you write a letter Shalai L'Shma and on top of it you rewrite again Yai Agave Yai, and then the Gemara says it is something like Rabbi Yehuda and the Koyter of Acha, Masin will come on even the Rabbanon Amayda. So Taisa is a theorem. Dr. Tess says, Diyar Agabi Diyar is nothing, not Mechika Naksiva. And Daf Chaf, by Hilfa Sefer Torah, says Diyar Adiyai, when the bottom one was written Shalai Lishma, and the top one is written Lishma, is a Mechksiva, so it's a theorem to Sogis. Dr. Tess comes on, Diyar Agabi Diyar is nothing. Daf Chaf names on Diyar Agabi Diyar is something, is a ksiva. And for Taisus, with Taisus' rule, Perak Abayna, Ksav Agabi Saf Fata, Amar Afis, Namas, Nelok, Rabbi Yehuda, Ibai, Zik, Mishin, Ksav, so it's Taisus' klal. Amar Abayna Yitzchak, the first white line, the Lekamon Vadai, Shiksav Harishin, Hayesh Shalai Lishma. Ksav Hashemi, I say, Lishma, Chashik Sav, Lerab Yehuda, Lerab Acha, Afil Lerabanan, Chashik Sav, Gabi Get. What place is he saying? Jayagabijay is nothing. Except where the second ksiva is machshir more than the first. Where the second ksiva is more maila than the first ksiva, then Jayagabijay is something. The bottom ksiva is shalai lishma, and the top ksiva is lishma, then it's something. Then it's a ksiva. Is it a mechika? I'm not sure. There's no sense of mechika. But he says the top one is a ksiva. When the top one adds, it's a ksiva. But when they're both identical, then it's not. This is the aside of this Tosfos, and Svara, it's very glad. Jay Agabi Jay is nothing, except where the top di is lishma, and the bottom one is shalai lishma, it's adding something. Yes, the Tosfos says on the first, the end of the Tosfos, that even Shabbos would be chayav. Because the second ksiva adds to the first ksiva, so it has a shal ksiva. I know, but I thought he came. Taisi says it's a ksiva. Taisi says so afterwards. Taisi says, my bubble could exchange Sal Shane in the second club. What? It's only halacha. It's only halacha. And I thought he came, that makes it a ksav. That's Taisi's chiddush. It's a very big chiddush to Gabi Shabbos. The chiddush of Gabi Shabbos. But the rest of Taisis is mulchach that Shabbos is the same thing. So we have to understand why it should be that way. Why should it be the way by Shabbos? If you write on the blackboard an aleph shalai lishma, then you write on top of another aleph lishma, it's nothing, because we can do it on a blackboard with an aleph on the blackboard. It's not going to do anything. I'm talking about when it's a get. When it's a get, the lishma does something. So that's what we're talking about. So this is the aside of Taisis. Zok de Marsha. 1 minute. There's a third Gemara. There's a third Gemara. We have Hilchos Shabbos, the Agabi Jai is Pater, which is Taisa's first Gemara, Yates. We have Daf Chav by Hilchos Sefer Torah, where the Agabi Jai is something. 1 minute, we have the third thing, where Amal Abayilai Rishlokish Merv Yechanan, when the Sefer signs the Edom's name, and then the Edom sign, they trace it on top of it. That's the Agabi Jai. And the Gemara says that it's nothing. Rav Yechanan told Rish Lakish, actually Rish Lakish told Rav Yechanan that it's the same as before, and it should be told in the previous Gemara. So if it's Yaya Gavi Sikra, they were Mesupik. But if it's Yaya Gavi Yaya, if I said it would be nothing. So Zaktim Arsha, 1 minute. If the bottom signature is a Apostle signature, because the Sefer wrote it, and the top signature is a good signature, because the Aid wrote it, Why should it be a problem? The second signature is better than the first, because the first one is not a signature. So the second signature should count.
Maybe a better signature.
What?
Maybe a better signature. The first one was not a signature.
The first one was the cipher beside the rabbis. So it's like a ksiva shalai lishma, and top you write a ksiva lishma, so it's a ksiva. So here also.
It's
not better, so it certainly should be a ksiva. But the more the bottom one is nothing, the more the top one is something. No? Yeah, but here we are, I'm talking about the Agave Jai. Today I'm talking so far about the Agave Jai. Oh, yes, you're not pissed. Okay. That the Agave like is better. So this is the Marsha's Kasha, and the Marsha is so matzik with this that he says that Gemara is only going like the other man, the Amar, who doesn't hold up the Agave Jai, even by Sefer Torah. The Marsha doesn't have a Teretz. The Teretz Gittin learns up very geschmack, learns up the Tosfos in a way that explains the Gemara, explains the Tosfos, and answers the Marsha's Kasha. And the truth is the Maram Shif says the same thing, except in the words of Maram Shif, I didn't chap it until I saw it in the Torah's Gittin. Torah's Gittin says something very, very clear. He says, when you have the Yai on Sikra, or Sikra on the Yai, then the second writing is a new writing, and the first writing disappears. That's when you have two different things. Yeah, Sikra on the Yai. then we say the first one's gone, the second one is the new one. But when you have Tiyoy Agabe Tiyoy, the original writing is still there. If somebody would tell you that that he wrote with a magic marker, and now he's going over it with a magic marker, you'd say he's just darkening the original ksiva. He's not writing a new ksiva. When you put Tiyoy on Tiyoy, the original ksiva remains. You're just darkening, you're being mashkir, you're darkening the original ksiva when it's Tiyoy Agabe Tiyoy. So that the whole nukhap of Tiyoy Agabe Tiyoy, like I said when we learned the Gemara, Tiyoy Agabe Tiyoy Potter, the word is, it's not a mechika. You're not erasing the first writing, you're strengthening the first writing. And the first writing was Tiyoy. You think about it, if you write something, you want it to be darker, you take a jepet, you add ink to it. You're not erasing the first writing with a new writing. You're darkening it. If the original writing was in blue and you want it to be in black, so you're writing in black, so try it is, you're getting rid of the blue and you're replacing it with black. But if you're just darkening it in, so then you're fixing the first writing. The chap is, Jiyayad Sikra, we're talking about the Ksav Elyon being a Ksav, the top one being a Ksav. The Siva says, Jiyayad Jiyay, it's just being mechazik the ksav tachtoin. Some of you are there underneath before, you're darkening it. So now we have to clarify, what's the din when you darken the ksav tachtoin? What? Oh, 1 second. So we have to clarify, what's the din when you darken the ksav tachtoin? What's the halacha?
So,
what?
So
you're getting rid of the old, replacing it with the tab.
But same thing, you're just strengthening the first.
Not strengthening, you don't want red, so you're putting black.
Or darker, you're putting it darker.
But you're getting rid of the first, well, you're replacing it with the second. The first one's gone, you're covering it up with the second one. So that's a chiddush, that's the chiddush. I don't say it's not a chiddush. You're just darkening it. You're not looking to get rid of the first one, you're looking to darken it. Physically, the ink is two things. But black ink, that's derech ksiva. Every time a person writes, the ink has a thickness.
Black on black.
Mechika, that we learned in the beginning of the Gemara. Mechika, you don't have to chip off. Mechika, your cover is also mechika. The word is that when the second thing is different than the first, it's a mechika. When the second thing is just strengthening the first, that's darkening it in. That's not.
You're doing the same thing. You just don't see the difference on black and black.
For scientists, you're doing the same thing. But in the Havana of what a person is doing, in the Melech HaMachshavos of it, you want to understand what is the person doing? Any human being that sees a person wrote on the board or wrote on a sign, it's not dark enough, and he takes the same magic marker and does it again, no one's going to say that he's replacing it. He's strengthening it. If you have something blue and you want it to be black, so you're getting rid of the blue, you're replacing it with the black.
If I write in black pen and then I got a black marker, That's something totally different.
It's a different ink, maybe you're right. But I'm talking about the same ink. It's both the eye. You're doing exactly the same thing, just one on top of the other. This is the Nesivus as you side. Why you putter on Shabbos? Because you're not erasing the bottom one. You're darkening the bottom one. You're strengthening the bottom one. Memela, Mas Peshad and Taisvis. When the bottom one is Shalai Lishma and the top one is Lishma, Taisvis is saying that when the bottom is Shalai Lishma, and you rewrite Lishma, you're taka strengthening the bottom one. The bottom one is Shalai Lishma. You're adding a Lishma to the bottom ksiva. The bottom ksiva is still there. Because Diyai and Diyai, we don't say getting rid of the bottom one. You're taking a Shalai Lishma ksiva, and adding Lishma to it by writing on top of it. You have a Shalai Lishma ksiva, and you're adding a Lishma. Taisis' chiddush is that that's called ksiva. Try to explain why, but this, the Teres Gittin says, that when the bottom ksiva is missing something, and the top ksiva adds a lishma, that's considered to be writing. That's the Hesber in Taisvus. You're adding to the bottom writing. I'd like to explain it. Before I explain it, because if I explain it, you can fight with me as much as you want. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. But the side of the Teres Gittin is this. Diyai and Diyai, if the top one just darkens the bottom one, that's not ksiva. If the top one adds, it adds a lishma to the bottom one, that's ksiva. It's adding something. The Marsha asked, what about the case where the cipher wrote the signature and the aid writes on top of it? It's like the Teres Gittin. There, you're not fixing the bottom signature. Because the bottom signature is the cipher signature. By an aid adding ink to the cipher signature, it's not fixed. It's still not the aid signature. It's still the cipher signature. That's not Siva. When the bottom signature is a letter of a Sefer Torah, it's missing Lishma, Z'er Lishma, you're fixing the bottom Siva. When you have a cipher signature of the aid's name, and the aid adds ink to it, that doesn't fix it. It's still the cipher signature. Ksav Tachtein is still not a Ksav. And therefore, there it's nothing. The top Siva has to add to the bottom Siva. This is the way the Teres Gittin explains it. I think it's a mistaver, even though some of you don't see it so much. To me, it's very mistaver that when a person writes with the yai on the yai, he's just being mechazik, the bottom writing. He asked any person what he's doing. He's strengthening the bottom ksav. If you have yai on the yai, you're strengthening the bottom ksav. That's the way I would look at it. That's the way Teres Gittin, Maram Shif, looked at it. Obviously, Maram Shif didn't look at it this way. But to me, it seems to be a davar hamistaver that you're darkening, strengthening the bottom ksav. By where? By the Sefer Torah?
No,
I'm sorry, but... Sefer Torah is Lishma, because he's fixing the bottom one. By the signature, what's he doing? The Sefer signed the aid's name. The aid is adding ink, he's being mechazik, the ksav tachtai, which is the Sefer signing my name. But if I fix the cipher signing my name, it's still the cipher signing my name. The signature is still not my signature; it's still the cipher signature. Now, this is what the Teres Gittin and Maram Shif learn. Like I say, I think it's Mustavra. I think it does need a little bit of additional hesber, which I'd like to try to add, because the kuda of the sugya is to figure out the definition of ksiva, which we're going to get to on that chaf with more arichus. But let me explain to you the way I would understand it. You can take it or leave it. Just listen first to what I want to say. Let's say you have a yud. The letter yud is written, and someone comes and he changes the yud into a vav. Would you say that's a ksiva? The ksav elyon is a ksiva? I would say so. Because he took the yud, even though the yud part was there already. If you're going to look at it, that when I write over the yud, it's nothing. Only the bottom is something, then I don't have a vav. Nevertheless, what's ksiva? Ksiva is that I give over a message. A ksiva is when I give over something. If I take a yud and I change it to a vav, that's writing a letter on Shabbos. I wrote a vav. Now what happens if I take a vav and I widen the regal of the vav? I write over it and I widen the regal instead of being 2 millimeters wide, it's 4 millimeters wide. Is that ksiva? No. I didn't write a vav. The vav was there. Right? On Shabbos, you make designs, it's not ksiva. Ksiva has to be, you write something, either a picture or a letter, something which says something. So you're all masking. If I have a yud and I change it to a vav, that's ksiv on Shabbos. I think you should all be masking. There's a Gemara that says that if you take a ches and you erase the gag in the middle, it becomes 2 vavs or 2 zayins. It's also ksiva. If I make a letter, I make a message, that's a ksiva. You mask it to that. That idea, I think, is clear. If you would have a hey, let's say I have a hey, and I want to change it to a ches. So I add a little bit to change the hey to a ches. Is that ksiva? Yeah, it's ksiva. I wrote a message instead of ha'atzcha, right? I changed it. Shabbos need to write 2 letters to be chayiv, but that writing is a writing. Because writing means something which conveys something, which gives over something. Now, if I have a letter yud with di, and I write over another yud on top of the yud, that's not ksiva, that the Gemara says. Why is it not ksiva? I'm not giving a message. Maybe I'm darkening it. Maybe it wasn't dark enough to see from a distance. I'm darkening it. But ksiva has to be a writing which conveys some type of a definitive message or a letter. It has to give over something. And a yud on top of a yud doesn't give over anything.
By not being able to read something and then darkening it to
If it's illegible, and I do it, nachinami, then I'll be chayiv. If it's not legible, but if it's legible,
darkening
is not. If there's a letter there before, you know, it's a darker letter. The letter is there. As I told you, we have to separate Yoy Al Gabi Sikra from Yoy Al Gabi Yoy. I will talk about Yoy Al Gabi Sikra because, see, the main point by Yoy Al Sikra is that you're erasing the bottom one. Were it not for the fact that you're erasing the bottom one, Yitaka, it wouldn't be high for the season. Okay, let's hold on. Let's get to Yoy Al Gabi Sikra. Wait. Okay, let's hold on. With Yoy Al Gabi Sikra, I'm willing to wait with it. Just I'm talking now about the Yagabi Yoy, which I think is easier to handle. The top one has got to add something to the bottom one. That's when the Yagabi Yoy is chayiv. The top writing gives over some nekuda of that Ksiva is supposed to give over, which there's something there. There's some call it a havana in the writing. Now, till here, I think it would be posh. You take a yud, you make it a vav, it's writing. If you take something to vav anyway, and you just stick in it, that's not a writing. Even though it could be the same amount of new ink on the same amount of new paper, that's not what makes a ksiva. What makes something ksiva is giving a message. That's what makes something into ksiva. Now, the shaila is, when the bottom is written shalai lishma, and the top is written lishma, they're both yuds. The bottom yud is a yud, the top yud is a yud. Just the bottom yud is shalai lishma, the top yud is lishma. Does the top yud add any message in the writing? Mashkafer Yishayda, I would say, no, the top yud doesn't add anything. It was a yud before, it's a yud now. There's a din of lishma, you have a din of lishma. Nevertheless, we had such a concept numerous times from Reb Shimon. I mean, this is a mashal. Right? We have Reb Shimon said that if you cook chazer on Yom Tov, you're potter. You're chayiv. If somebody cooks chazer, he's a frayer. He cooks chazer and he eats it on Yom Tov. He's chayiv for cooking. I ochel nefesh is mutter. You're allowed to cook food on Yom Tov. He's chayiv for eating chazer. He's chayiv for cooking chazer. He's cooking food. What's the answer? What's the teretz? Huh? It's only why only after I'm eating it, it's food. Reb Shimon's side was that it's not food. You have to wear like the glasses of halacha. You have to look at it in the inner halacha. In halacha, chazer, that's not food. It's poison. Somebody will cook poison and eat it. They'll say it's delicious. That's not echel nefesh. Poison is not echel nefesh. You know it's delicious. So this is not food because the halacha says it's not food. It's not food. The what? Okay, 1 second. What I want to say in the Havana, when you have a Sefer Torah and it's written Shalai Lishma, and you write over it Lishma, Be'ene HaHalacha, the Ksiva did add something. The Ksiva added something. It added Lishma. It took letters which are readable and understandable and changed it into letters of a Sefer Torah. What's the difference if you change a hey into a ches? Why is that important? Because halacha says that this is a hey and this is a ches. Right? If you would have a lamid, and the top piece of the lamid would be broken and you'd fill it in, that's nothing. It's the same amount of ink. But a lamid is a lamid this way, a lamid that way. A hey and a ches are two different letters. Who says? It's also only halacha. Halacha tells us this is a hey, this is a ches. The halacha tells us that a shalai lishma dik ksiva, that's not a ksiva sefer Torah. It's a ksiva of a story. It's divrei Torah, but it's not sefer Torah. When you rewrite it lishma, that's a writing of a sefer Torah. It's a new ksiva. It is a new ksiva. Even though the width of the ink on the paper is the same. But it's a new ksiva. It's a ksiva that adds something. Ksiva, to be a ksiva, has to be a ksiva that adds something in the ksiva itself. That darkens. But it's something new. It adds something new. Now, it's a ksiva sefer Torah. Till now it was a ksiva divrei Torah. Now it's a ksiva sefer Torah. That's a new ksiva. That ksiva adds a lishma, and it's even chayiv on Shabbos, which is the chiddush of Taisus. The second ksiva that adds a lishma like the Teres Gittin says, it's the bottom ksiva with an extra lishma added to it. Just like if you have a hay, you add a little bit of a ches. Most of it is the old hay, and a little bit is the new ches. The same thing. You have the old letter plus the lishma nekuda, which was added to it. That's a ksiva. That's called a ksiva that adds. That's the way I would understand the Teres Gittin's explanation of our sugya. Ksiva has to add something. That's pashit. That's the type of ksiva. The havan of this taisus is that if it adds halachadik, that's called adding. The top ksiva, the bottom ksiva is being strengthened by the top ksiva.
So if
well, why would you tell me? By the hay, then I add a little bit to make it into a ches. Why would you tell me? Is the first ksiva still there? Yes. It was finished by the last ksiva. The first ksiva is still there. There's no mechika of the old. There are two ksivas. There's the original ksiva and there's the second ksiva. The second, you know, it doesn't have to be completely new. A ksiva which adds is also a ksiva. If it adds something, that's a ksiva. Yes. But that also has a Shem Ksiva, if it adds something.
So let's say I went and I wrote the letter and said, someone else filled it in, wouldn't he be writing the Shema on my Ksiva? He's the one who's doing the Shema on my Ksiva. It's my Ksiva. And now he's going, as if I'm writing and he's thinking the Shema.
There's a difference between the Shema and Aiden. Aiden depend on the person. The Shema, it doesn't matter who wrote it. The Shema, you need a Metzius of a Yid writing the Shema.
But I'm saying,
it doesn't matter you or him. I don't think
so. No, I'm saying if the bottom ksiva is the inner ksiva, so then that ksiva is the Shema. He can't put the ksiva on my Shema. He can't put the Shema on my ksiva. It's my ksiva. If you're going to say that's a new ksiva, it's half ksiva, he's writing a new ksiva to the Shema.
Let's take some ksiva. I'm saying is it adds something to the ksiva, just like when you lengthen a yud and make it into a vav. The first ksiva is a ksiva, and the second ksiva finishes the first ksiva.
Oh,
the Shema and the Shalai Lishma finishes the first ksiva. It finishes it. It's the same thing. If you add a yud, then you're missing the regular vav, you're adding. But in a halacha, a vav that's written Shalai Lishma is missing a piece. It's missing the ksivas Lishma. And when you finish it Lishma, now it's complete. Same as a yud when you finish it into a vav, or how you finish it into a ches. So therefore, wow, what's the problem with that?
How
there's no psul of Shnaim Shaso by writing Sefer Torah. It doesn't matter who. By Aiden, it matters who it is. By writing Sefer Torah, it doesn't matter who it is. If I had the Yoy Shalai Lishma on the Shema, I wouldn't pass it.
Shalai Lishma is negative
or it's neutral? Shalai Lishma is missing something. What do you mean it's a negative? There's no Shem Shalai Lishma. It's missing a Lishma, that's all. It's missing a requirement of a ksiva lishma. Sign the ksiva.
You might like
that.
You might have to
forget
that lishma. You might have to forget that lishma. You might have to forget that lishma. You might have to forget that lishma. It's not fair. However we're making the bottom ksiva disappear, we should make this ksiva of the get, and this man of the get also
disappear. By jyaga vidya, nothing disappears.
So then you have
Shalosh Shema
in there. You have
something. It's okay. I don't want to have Shalosh Shema. As long as you have the Shema. Shalosh Shema doesn't matter.
You have to have it.
I think it's Pasha. That's the way I understand. It's not a psul of Shalosh Shema. It's a din of the Shema.
First of all, we have a Shabbos for writing. You basically write the whole letter.
Stay.
If you write the chest, then you write the hay, then you make the chest. You chayef to write the letter.
Yeah, to Gemara. Gemara says that if you mashlam the hay into a ches, you chayef at siva. Gemara is even other cases which are bigger chidushim. Not the lugadah shel ches, you made it to his ayin. What? To write it, that's bnei halacha is what's kaveh.
You yourself a yod, and then you extend it to a vav. That's what the letter.
If I first write a yud and then I extend it to a vav, is that two ksivas of two letters? I don't know. Gut feeling is no, because all I did is completed the first half, but I don't know. That's the way you always write it.
Yeah,
so it depends if you stop. Is that what it depends on? So it depends on your kavana when you're writing. You write a ches, you make two zayins, and you connect it. So, but that's a ches. That's not a ches. In which case?
In the heavy case, maybe it's a yam, maybe it's a yam. In the minute of the car, it says
something, you know, but rather, instead of making the... So you can't do a ksiva after ksiva. What are you going to do? The ksiva's not there already. You can do a ksiva later. Otherwise, it'll be a good egg. But it has to be for the ksiva. The ksiva has to be on a kosher again. The ksiva has to be a lishma too. But the ksiva... Because the ksiva, like the lishma, you can only the ksiva, but still, you can't do a ksiva after ksiva. There's a true in the night of Yehuda. He writes, this is not get to a sefer. A sefer wrote something shalom lishma, so he erases it, and now he's rewriting it. So he asks the night of Yehuda, do you have to erase it totally? What happens if there's what he calls a tishtush? There's a stain still on the. You know, you try to erase something, so there's still a stain there. If you have a stain, and you write on top of that, you make it into an ice. Is that a ksiva? Or do we say, no, the bottom part is written, is no good, so it's so you have to get rid of it totally. Is that totally machlekes Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan? So I give you the sense for a pashtus, and he brings rayas, I shouldn't say this was a pashtus, but his psak is, that it's not a problem. If what you have underneath is a, what he calls a tishtush, a stain, and you write over it, of course the ksiva is a ksiva. If you take a blotch and then you change it into a base, you make it into a letter, and the blotch is the bottom of the base. So when you're making it into a letter, that's writing in lishma. The fact that the tishtush was there doesn't mess you up. Again, the idea being, the way I understand, ksiva is creating a message through writing, creating something. If there's a stain, the stain doesn't matter. Rav Yehuda says in the same tshuva, he brings out Taisvis. He says, Taisvis says, if the second ksiva is better than the first, it's a ksiva, diagav diyai. He says, what happens if the first one was a light diyai that wasn't so dark? The second one is darker. He says, it's not a ksiva. It's not a ksiva. It's not a sakin. It makes it better. But there's no new ksiva, there's no new writing. When you have a stain and you make it into a letter, that's a writing. The what? There's enough to make a rest for Kalka, Taisa says. Taisa here is going on Diagabe Sikra, right? The. What? If you incorporate the blotch into it,
if you somehow remove that blotch instead of making it into a letter, so if you have
the blotch, that's called chok chayfais, and that we'll get to it at a different time. When you remove something to make a letter, so hopefully we'll get to a discussion of it. Now, this nekuda is the nekuda of diyal gabi sikra we have to talk about, but I think it's a main nekuda in understanding. The whole idea of Diyai Agave Diyai, that it's in the Taich of Ksiva. I think that this will explain something we had on Dalet Amar Aleph. Taisus on Dalet Amar Aleph, the small Taisus there said, how's it Shayach to have a Ksiva B'Tolosh and a Chasima B'Mechubar? How's it possible to write a get, that the writing of the get is with a get that's not part of it, it's disconnected from the tree, and the signature is connected. This is what he means. The ksiv is first, chasim is second. So if the chasim is mechubar, then the ksiv is mechubar. How can you have it? So that was Taisa's cash. So there, he spoke out to Chazanish. Chazanish said, L'chayra, you can have it. You write the whole thing and sign it, and it's mechubar, it's on the tree. You have a leaf on a tree, you write on it again, you sign the get. Then you rip it off. And then you rewrite the ksiva. You rewrite the ksiva. Tziva. Diyar Gabi Diyai. He talks about Diyar Gabi Sikra also, but part of it, he talks about Diyar Gabi Diyai. That you wrote a get, you signed a get on the tree, disconnected, then rewrite Diyar Gabi Diyai, the get. He says, this is a way you could have a hefetipsa, such an atheist, the Ksiva is betalush. And the Mechik, the Chasima, is the Mechubar. Ksiva is going to be, in a sense, after the Chasima. That's what he said. In other words, they know what they're signing to. The information is there. But it's possible. And now they're going to finish the Ksiva. That's what he asked. He asked about such a...
Why can't you just write it on a piece of paper and send it? And then crazy glue
it
like a leaf.
So Tosis talks about crazy glue is not enough to make it. But Tosis talks about... Yeah. That's what Tosis says. Mishkakas l'asher kosvay al tolosh v'achakach notay v'hishrish v'chaslam. That's Tosis Terence. But you should say, what about this case? He said, no, this case is nothing. If you wrote it, the diyai, when it's connected to the ground, the second writing is nothing. You just, that's not a ksiva. He says, not the same as shaloi lishma, and the second writing is lishma. Yeah, the second writing is something. But when the first writing is talush, and the second writing is mechubar, the first writing is mechubar, I mean, the second writing is talush, he says, that's nothing. The second writing is nothing. Let's explain why. Why isn't the second writing something? What's the difference if the first one is Shalai Lishma and the second one is Lishma? It's something. And what's the difference if the first one is Mechubar, which is possible, and the second one is Talush? My Nafkanina. So I think the Vart is that when Shalai Lishma is starting the Ksiva, then the second Ksiva, Lishma, it adds, it's a ksiva that adds something. It's missing in the ksiva, and now it's adding to the ksiva. A get that's mechubar, it's not a psul in the ksiva. It's a psul that a get, for nasan beyada, it has to be something metaphor. If it's a psul in the ksiva, then the second ksiva is a ksiva, it adds. If it's a psul not in the ksiva, it's a psul in the metzias of the get, so the second doesn't add to it. You don't have to, but it's very, very geschmack. With the Hezbo saying that it's very geschmack. The Ksiva has to give over some new message, which it doesn't. The Shema, it's the Ksiva, is the Ksiva which makes their Sefer Tzad. Either way, it's good. Machina. Okay, this is the rule of Diyaya Gavid Yai. We have yet to attack the union of Diyaya Gavid Sikra, and Sikra Gavid Yai, which we will, Yitzhak Hashem, yet get to. But I just want to do the bottom tesis as well. Moichiku. Now before we get to this tesis, let me tell you, Rabbi Kivayga is a chakira. So Rabbi Kivayga is chakira, it's a prima gardens chakira, and it's a bir alach and simishin mem. I think towards the end of simishin mem, they all have this following chakira. There are four malachis out of the 39 malachis. Pashtus is four, maybe three, but Pashtus is four malachis that are have an almenos in the name. Okay? One is Saiser Almenos Livnais. Destroying in order to build. In other words, someone goes on Shabbos and he hates someone, and he goes and he breaks down his house, he throws a bomb and he ruins his house, that's not a menoch on Shabbos. That's Saiser, that's not Almenos Livnais. Saiser, to be a Malacha Deraisa, has to be Saiser Almenos Livnais. The same thing. What are the other ones? Kireya almenas litvar, ripping. If Tom steak a beggar and rip it, that's not the malacha. And this is kireya almenas litvar, which means if you sold something, I don't know if you guys ever sold anything, but when I sell things, very often it's no good. I have to rip it and try it again. So you sew, it's not good. You rip it, and you redo it. So it's just kireya almenas litvar. What are the other two? Erasing. Stam erasing is not chayiv, but as the Mishnah says, moichek amenos lichtayv. So those are three that are clear. The third one is matir amenos lichshar. It's a question if it's true that undoing a knot has to be in order to do a knot. I think those are the only four that have the issue. What? No, machab is to make a charcoal out of it. No. Kibbutz is lav davka minas talat. So the clear that Rabbi Kivega has, there are two ways to learn, let's say, Seisar Amenos Livnais. Seisar Amenos Livnais, what does Amenos Livnais mean? Does Amenos Livnais mean that's the Tzuras HaMalacha? Halacha Moshe Sinai, we learned from the Mishkan, that breaking is only a Malacha if you want to build. Let's say somebody would break in a way that's good. He wants to build a highway. So he has to knock down a building in order the highway should be there. So that just takes away the building. Is that chayiv? The first way we're learning. What? It's not Amenos Livnais. That building, the Mekayme, anything new. A bridge is something else. I mean, they want people to have to walk through. It's a pathway. And then the pathway, there's something in the way, so you knock it down. And now you can walk through. So if you learn that the Tzuras HaManacha is Seisar Amenos Livnais, then if you Seisar Shalai Amenos Livnais, that's not the Malacha. Or, Seisar Rabbi Kivega, maybe Seisar Amenos Livnais is only, it's just telling you, Seisar normally is Makalfa. When it says Amenos Livnais, it's a nice way of saying Seisar, which is a Masake. Saisa, which is Masake. But it's Lav Dafka Amenos Livnais. It's an example. Let's say I break something and it's a tikkun. It allows the people to walk. It'll be chayiv. Same thing, Meichik Amenos Livnais. The same exact shayla. Let's say somebody makes a sign, and he makes a big sign, and it has a letter there that doesn't belong. Right? He makes a for sale sign, and he gave it to some Russian sign maker. And he spelled, figure out how he spelled it, I don't know. Right? He spelled for sale, S-A-I-L, right? S-I-A-L-E. Not after the Russian. Right? He said he wrote for sale. So you go and you erase the I. Let's say you erase the I, it's a good sign. So, it's a tikkun. Without the I, the sign is more readable. Is that a malach on Shabbos? It's not Amenos Livnais. You're not Amenos Livnais in Kaimai. The place where you erase the I, you're not going to write anything. You're going to leave it this way. Is that a malacha? Is that the chakir of Rabbi Kivega? And Kivega, the Prima Gadim, the Bir Halacha. Whether that is a... whether that's a malacha or not. When it's not... Whether the Amenos is the Tzuras HaMalacha, it's just a hechatik. It's in the Gilyan HaShas, on Shabbos, Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel on the base. He brings this down on the Tosfos Ayin Gimel. And he brings a raya from that Tosfos that it's the Tzuras HaMalacha. That the Amenos is the Tzuras HaMalacha. That's the Tzura of the way the Malacha is, and it's Davka. That's what Kivega's raya. Reb Ruvein, here on Gittin in Simon Yud Zayin, Ice Bays, and Reb Yisheb Ruvein, says that that's in Tosfos Meichiku, it's clear that Tosfos held the same thing, the Shitasa. There are two separate issues. One is Makalkel. Makalkel is Potter. There's another issue that you need Amenos. So if you read the Tosfos, Tosfos says two things. He says, Choshev lai moichuk Amenos lichtai the mistama oim lazer v'lichtala b'diyai. One thing he says, it's a Lashem HaTosfos. That's Amenos lichtai because he planted right there. Aye, what about Makalkel? But Makalkel lai habedal asiv v'zayis take siv v'yana v'shum v'nikit fey. From the language of Tosfos, it's clear that Tosfos holds that the two considerations, one is has to be Amenos, and one is separate cheshbon, can't be Makalkel. But those are the two cheshbons.
So it would come like the opposite. You would do
Seisar Amenos
Livnais in a way that would be a
kilkel. Then
it was Zaytik HaPetor. Yeah, but how does that make any sense? When I knock down a house, I build a kilkel.
You want to know how you can have a chetimtzer for that?
Probably
come up with a Hechet Timtzer. Just afraid. I'm afraid I'll think of a Hechet Timtzer now, and you'll pick at it. But my nafkamina. Why? What do I? There's no mitzvah to find cases of makabel.
No, not
makabel.
Say every case is a kilkel.
No, not every case. The case is stira, not a kilkel. Right. But yeah, nishnish. It doesn't change anything. The point is that soisik can't be a tilkum. And there's a second point, and it has to be amanos lechdav. Amanos lechdav. That's soisik shita. The Birchas Avraham, he's medayik that Rashi seems to say faker. Again, it's the lashon of Rashi makalkalhu, wherever the Rashi is here somewhere. Makalkalhu v'havalei kamaychik amanos shaloi lechdav. It's makalkel. And Rashi compares it to Meichik Amanos Shaloi Lechtav. What do you mean? Meichik Amanos Shaloi Lechtav, which is a tikkun. But since Rashi teaches Meichik Amanos Shaloi Lechtav means kilkul. So there's a big kasha on this. It's Rabbi Kinega's kasha on Tosfos Shita from the Mefarish Mishnah, which Be'er Halacha doesn't have a good teretz for. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos. It says Hakoreya bechamaisai v'almeisai chayim. If someone rises kriya, let's say a mace dies, and on Shabbos, say he doesn't know Shabbos, or he doesn't know Shabbos, he don't rise kriya, he rises kriya on Shabbos. Yechayim. For such a person is chayim. Hakoreya bechamaisai. Gemara says it means by ripping he calms himself down. He's all aggravated, and by ripping something he calms himself down. That the Mishnah says it's chayiv. It's a tikkun. Somebody who lost and who was karei almeisai, so that's a tikkun. Whether b'chamosai it's a tikkun or not, the Gemara itself declares whether it really helps the person or not. But Fred Rebekida Eger, we see from there that what? That you don't need karei almanos litvar to be the tzuras hamalacha. You see, any kriya which is a tikkun is chayiv. And we see kareya al meisai that's chayiv. So this it's a very shver kasha, which is a stipler in Shabbos. If you want Simin Lamed Vav, who says a teretz. The only teretz I know is in the stipler, and kasha is a shtaka kasha. But al kaponim Rebbe Kivegas Clare, it's a more famous klar, because when you learn the Sefer Shabbos, a lot of people start from Ayin Gimel of the Melachis, and right there the Amud Beis is in the Gilyon HaShas, this klar. So as I said, Reb Ruvain brings it into Taisus here. Okay, we'll be back to that.